Welcome back to the Pirates Podcast. I am your host, Jake Gnezewski, and Pirates Insider. And today, I am here with defensive lineman Toby Johnson. So, Toby, how's your offseason been so far?
I mean, it's been going good. I got a chance to travel a lot in the offseason. Visit a lot of people or whatever. But I done jumped back into things now. You know, I've been working out heavy. Kind of got Jawad in there trying to get his lift on or whatever. So it's been good. You know, I've been here. I've been working a lot. Got a good job out here. So I've just been working heavy and, you know, trying to get back in the groove of things.
There you go. And so what sort of places did you travel throughout this offseason so far?
I took a lot of trips. I done went to a lot of places. Vegas for the first time. I went to New York, Texas, Georgia. I've been a few places. So, yeah, I've just been enjoying the off season.
Makes sense. That must have been a great time in Texas as well as Vegas. I bet you're really excited to visit there this season as well.
Yeah, Vegas was super fun. Like I said, I'd never been to Vegas. That was the first time, and I enjoyed that a lot. Fortunately, I was moving from Texas. That's the reason I went back to Texas. Me and my friend at the time or whatever had to move or whatever. So other than that, everything been good. I just been enjoying, you know, letting my body get back in shape. I was kind of beat up, banged up in the season. So just relaxing and just trying to get back into the groove of things.
Makes sense. I want to start off sort of talking about sort of your journey to the Pirates and the IFL as well. So, you played for six other NFL teams during your career. So I just wanted to ask you a little about your experience playing in the NFL.
It was great. Got a chance to play with a lot of good vets, older heads. And, my rookie class coming out, we was pretty good, you know. We still keep up with each other right to this day. And I just enjoyed the experience, you know, being pretty much a journeyman throughout the league or whatever. It's hard when you first get there or whatever, but you kind of got to adjust because, you know, you see guys come into the locker room, they be gone the very next day or the next couple hours. So it's like, it kind of is like a revolving door. So you kind of get used to it, you know. It kind of just get installed in you expectation-wise.
That makes sense. And also you had some experience as well in the XFL with the New York Guardians. And so, you know, we've heard a lot of people talk about, the competitive difference between the XFL and the NFL. But so what was sort of your experience playing in the XFL before, unfortunately, the season got suspended?
It was real good. We had a pretty good team there, too, I feel like. Actually, my team was one of the teams that I felt more like was NFL team. We had a lot of turnover on our team. All our guys that I feel like, you know, that was in the front office actually back in the NFL, and they treated it just like NFL. They was bringing guys in and out, but for the most part, I felt comfortable. That was one of the fewer times I felt comfortable since being out of the league, other than playing here. I was able to, you know, make plays, just be myself, and just go in and just have fun playing the game.
Makes sense. I actually remember keeping up with the XFL a little bit, especially with the New York Guardians. And I remember your quarterback, unfortunately, had some drama there in the middle of the season. He was bad-mouthing sort of like the offensive plays, Matt McGowan. And so what was your experience during that whole time when the media was all over you guys about all that negativity?
With me, I was one of the leaders or whatever on the team or whatever. So I just tried to keep guys away from that type of stuff or whatever. And Matt was a leader too, so he wouldn't really let it get to him. It just was one of them incidents that just, you know, that camera to follow you everywhere. So it's like, you know, but we kind of like gathered around him for real, you know, because he had done everything you can ask of a quarterback outside of, you know, a couple of games. You see him at practice, he looked like a superstar. But Luis and them boys and Marquise and all them boys, we had some pretty good players as far as the quarterback position. I think it played out the way it's supposed to, you know, with Luis getting in there doing this thing or whatever. So I was just happy. I'm just happy for those guys.
Makes sense. And it was obviously unfortunate when the season got suspended due to COVID-19. And I was always curious, how did you guys sort of find out about that? And what was your initial reaction when you first found out?
I was kind of hurt because, you know, that was the week we, you know, Luis had gotten that thing and he had been playing well, you know, and our defense had already been playing well since day one. And that was the big week we were supposed to play Houston. So, you know, everybody, you know, we had a big game plan going in and, you know, I was just hyped. But the reason we found out, the way we found out about it is I had one of my homeboys that played with Seattle or whatever, and he was telling me, like, how they had, like, a breakout out there, a breakout with the COVID. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so we were sitting in the training room, and I just asked the trainers and stuff. They was down planning or whatever. But a lot of the guys, we got together and just like, man, this, we don't want this to happen like how it happened in the Alliance League. So we just brought the coach in there and told the coach, just, hey, be straight up with us, just tell us. And he was a pretty honest guy, you know, came to them respected. He was just like, he ain't no more than what we knew. And from the looks of things, it was getting ready to shut down. And probably like an hour later, it shut down. So that was pretty much how we found out about it, you know. Everybody was devastated. We got around each other, like I said, and just, you know, talked about a little of the memories and, you know, just wished everybody well and whatever. So, you know, we had a good time. Coaches was great. Players was great. The whole experience was good.
Makes sense. Yeah, that must have been obviously an unfortunate way to find out, and obviously upsetting. But thank God you're here this year with us, with the Pirates. And you actually had the opportunity to play for the Pirates back in 2019 in the National Arena League. What was sort of your experience in 2019 compared to obviously last year when you guys won the championship?
It was one of them things where, you know, I wanted to be more of a leader. I came here in 2019. I was one of the new guys, like I said in the last interview or whatever. But this year it was fun. I felt like guys were being themselves, you know. We had a lot of different unique personalities or characters or whatever, and you know, we didn't judge each other. We just, you know, just get gathered around each other and let everybody be themselves. And when it came to the field, we played ball and, you know, try to, you know, get a chance to know each other outside the field, other than the football. And I feel like they carry it over, then guys start playing for one another.
That makes sense. We always hear it doesn't matter really what sport it is. Team chemistry is always a huge thing, especially in the locker room. And it's nice that obviously things went great for you guys in 2021. We're able to win the championship and that 11-game winning streak. What was that sort of like, seeing the team win 11 games in a row?
It was one of them things where it was like a last chance you thing going around here. It was guys was coming in here ready to, you know, knock each other heads off around here. And, you know, that builds character too. You know what I mean? That brings the team closest, because you see guys actually care about this. You know, even though a lot of our team or whatever play in other leagues, NFL, XFL, whatever. But, you know, that show guys, like, actually care. Like, this ain't nothing to be played with. And, you know, that made those other guys, like, you know, try to play to expectation. You know, this ain't this wasn't nothing to just be playing. You know what I mean? We here to play, make, you know what I mean, play, and, you know what I mean, build chemistry and have fun doing it. But we also want to win, and they carried over. That Green Bay incident was it was bad, but it helped us big. It helped us big time, I feel like.
I bet. And after that third loss in a row, what sort of happened in the locker room, either like right after the game or like the practice after that, that really helped everybody sort of, you know, focus back in and, you know, really propelled you guys to get to that 11-game winning streak?
I feel like we ain't had no business losing games. No way. You know, the way we lost them first three games, we had a big lead. The Spokane game or whatever, we had a big lead. And the Green Bay game, they beat us on like a Hail Mary and got an onside kick. It was something crazy, but all the games we lost, we felt like we ain't even supposed to been lose those games. So it wasn't nothing to really hang our head about. It was more so about getting more serious on the practice field and holding each other accountable. Mm-hmm. That's the real big thing. You know, you gotta hold each other accountable, man. You wanna win, I don't care how much talent you got in the world. If you don't hold each other accountable, guys tend to, you know, wander off. You know, Worcester is a nice area, second biggest city in the New England area. So it's a lot to do out here. So it ain't like you just no boring place. So your guys can wander off, and so yeah, just holding each other accountable, man. That's the main thing. I feel like, you know, starting with myself, I wanted to get out there and be a leader, lead by example. Don't be a rah-rah guy, just lead by example. And I wasn't asking the guys to do nothing I wasn't doing or better.
That makes sense. I think those guys on a team that, like you said, like yourself, doing leading by example is huge, especially for those guys who might not have that experience either in this league or in the NFL or even other leagues. But I sort of wanted to talk about sort of the differences between the National Arena League and the IFL, the Indoor Football League. What was sort of the differences that you noticed when you first came back to the Pirates in 2021?
I was more excited because I can show my skill set as far as, like, in a run game. You know, they run the ball a lot more in this league, and, you know, you have real running backs. I was excited about not having to go through guys like two guys like myself every play. You know, if you beat the center, you got another guy my size playing running back waiting on you. So I was excited about that, and I feel like it was a good transition. I feel like both leagues have a lot of talent. I won't put no league over each other. I feel like as far as the IFL, they just better with like as far as media and stuff like that. I feel like both leagues got a lot of talent, but the IFL definitely was a good experience. And so is the NAL. Like I said, I recommend all my friends, everybody I know, you know what I mean, to just come and play. You know, football going to, we only got so many years, and just recommend guys to just come play, have fun while you can. And, you know, with these other leagues or whatever picking up, a lot of the guys on our team have chances to play in those leagues. Even myself, you know, I turned down a lot of them leagues since I've been here. Since 2018, I had a chance to go to CFL. Last year, I could have went to Spring League, both years. So it's like I'm turning down the opportunity to be here because it's not a bad experience. It's actually you playing good football on a good team around good guys. So, yeah.
What sort of inspired you to or motivated you in the sense to, like, turn down those other offers? I mean, you brought up, like, the media as well as, you know, the competitiveness. But when you're getting offers from, like, the CFL and all these other leagues, what sort of inspired you to stay here?
Mainly because for us, the CFL, I felt like I don't fit their style of play. And, you know, they wanted me to lose, I won't say a serious amount of weight in a short amount of time. But I felt like, you know, I didn't want to put that strain on my body and go out there and pull some. And then, you know, after just just going through the process of saying, okay, well, you gotta do this better, or you ain't good enough to do this, or it just too. I didn't want to hear that no more. I'd rather be here just playing free, loose. You know, if I ain't good at this, we can, we can work on it. It ain't so much more of like, you know, CFL is just as politicked as NFL. So here, it got a lot of politics in this league too. But I feel like you get more chance to work on yourself, work on your game, be a better player. You have more chance. So I ain't want to go through that process right then and there. And like I said, I knew I had the XFL coming too. That's another reason I'm like, you know, I ain't in no rush to go out there to do nothing. So, but now with all these other leagues and stuff picking up, this league and the other league, they're going to be competing with each other. So I feel like a lot of guys going to stay in this league. Our team, most of our team going to have a chance to play in there, but I feel like a lot of them guys going to stay here because it's, you know, you can be yourself. You can be yourself, and they got good paying jobs out here because the cost of living is expensive. Mm-hmm. So it ain't like, you know what I mean, you ain't making no money because you got a good paying jobs out here. So
that makes sense. I think that's definitely huge when you're considering the pros and the cons and everything like that. But you were a guy who was so dominant throughout the 2021 season. You were ranked second with 3 forced fumbles. You also had 8 tackles for a loss, and you had the opportunity to be named to the first all-team defense. So I wanted to hear sort of what was your reaction when you first heard that your name was mentioned there.
I mean, it felt good, even though they had my stats messed up all year. So I was just, I was on them pretty hard, but it felt good. I ain't really worried about it. I'm not really big on stats, but it felt good to get recognized. You know, it's been a while since I got recognized at some, probably since junior college or whatever, and I felt like I always been one of the top guys at my position, but for whatever, so, you know, you know, my stats or whatever, they felt like other guys deserved it, but it felt good to see all my hard work was been paying off, so I was happy about it. You know, that's like another thing, if I'm fortunate enough to play back in this league this year, that, you know, I'm going to be aiming for that. Not only that, I want to be Defensive Player of the Year. I feel like I got more than enough talent to do it, and, you know, the way the season shaped out last year with our defense coordinator, Kaiser, whatever, started letting me play more free. So I feel like this year I got a chance to win Defensive Player of the Year, MVP of the league. So, you know, that's what I'm aiming for this year. So that was good, but, you know, I'm trying to get better, better, better.
Makes sense. And you brought up those goals of being Defensive Player of the Year as well as repeating the first team all defense. But you brought up in an interview 2 months ago that you would give yourself an A-minus, and you think that you could have done a lot better during the 2021 season. So how are you looking to improve going into 2022?
I feel like everybody thought I was dominant throughout the year, but everybody just thought about it in the run. They ain't see what I did in the pass rush and stuff. I feel like I'm one of the best, if not the best, pass rusher in the league. You know, guys, we don't really get a chance to see it because as a nose guard, you had a two-gap, make sure, you know, you got a lot of running quarterbacks in this league, so you just can't take off and do a move because the guy going to run right by you. So that was like a lot we were struggling in the first three games. We faced three running quarterbacks with Green Bay and who else we played? Oh, Frisco. Like, them, they had running quarterbacks, so it was – you know, I was doing good in peril, but they were just running right by me. So, you know, I had to sacrifice early on in the season to get everybody on the page to really see, you know what I mean, what type of defense we can be. And it started with myself. And as the season went on and as, you know, we got close and close to the championship, after, you know, we figured out what was the issue or whatever, I feel like they started giving me little calls where, you know, I can get loose and everybody cover me because I'm normally the guy that cover both ends. Mm-hmm. Whatever they do, I can't, because you can't cross each other. And, you know, it got a lot of rules or whatever in Arena League. You can't cross each other. You can't go across the line of scrimmage. It's just a lot of little rules. So, but we figured a lot of stuff out. I watch a lot of film. So, you know, I watch guys from Frisco. They got a pretty good D-line. Frisco, who else? Arizona, they was doing a lot of little stunts and a lot of little stuff I seen. Like, they was trying to get their best guy on certain stuff and do little certain moves. So, you know, we got that in the bag now. So, I feel like this year I'm going to be dominant in the pass rush. I feel like I can have, like, if we play 16 games, I feel like I can have 16-17 sack year.
Yeah, that would be incredible. And, you know, you brought up the running quarterbacks we've seen in the NFL. That's become a lot more prominent. And with those dual quarterbacks, you really never know exactly what they're going to do. You know, you could have a great secondary. You could have a cover three, cover four, whatever play it is. But, you know, that guy could just come out of the backfield and just find a way to, you know, get some extra yardage.
Yeah, like I said, I feel like our D-line was good. Like, we had the best D-line in this, but we was getting exposed because we couldn't handle them. the mobile quarterbacks. And being able to beat a mobile quarterback, can't one man beat a mobile quarterback. It takes a team thing, you know, like Lamar and them. Like, you know, his first couple years, he was just tearing the league up because everybody there had one spy on him or just a linebacker or a safety or whatever. No, when you playing players like that, it had to be a unit. You had to scheme them out. You just can't beat them. That's just what it is. That one athlete just better than pretty much the whole team athletic-wise. So, yeah. So, you know, guys like Drew Powell or whatever, he's a great dude, great player, whatever. You know, you have to scheme for those guys. Even the backup quarterback, I forget his name, for Frisco, he was just as good. You know, you have to scheme those guys up and, you know, let guys do them, but at the same time play within the defense.
That makes sense. And you brought up how dominant the Pirates defense was in 2021. You know, they were ranked first overall in all of the IFL. And so how do you think the team, or what do you think the team can do to be able to repeat that performance defensively?
Pretty much guys coming in with the same mindset we had last year. You know, I think we end up holding people to 31 points or something like that, or 29, whatever it is. We felt like that was too much. You know, with a defense like us, we shouldn't give up more than 2 touchdowns. Sometimes 0. That we feel like we that dominant, you know. We feel like we shouldn't give up no points, but if we do give up 2 touchdowns, that's a lot. And this year, what 31 points, it's like 3, 4, 4.5, so that's too much. And that come with holding each other accountable. Getting into your playbook, knowing each everybody, that's another way you can play free in a defense. Mm-hmm. But I know what you got, I know what he got. Well, I know with this play here, I know both of their responsibilities. I may be able to cheat on this play to do something. So just knowing different positions on the field, knowing what they got besides you doing, help you play better and help you play freer. So getting in the playbook, trusting one another, and just being on the same page.
That makes sense. I think that's huge. Everybody just be on the same page, especially with holding each other accountable, like you mentioned. But you also mentioned a little bit ago about how the rule changes in each league are a little bit different. And so, like, playing in the NFL, playing in the XFL, also in the National Arena League as well as the IFL. So how was all those transitions to be able to learn all the different rules? And did you have some moments in all these different leagues where you were like, wait, that's a rule? I didn't know that.
Especially when I first got here, boy, both of the leagues pretty much you can't twist. But you can work on certain little moves or whatever and get away with it because it can happen so fast. Mm-hmm. But in this league, in the IFL, you could twist, but he still had to be back. So it have a lot to do with your MAC, which is the linebacker, and the nose guard. They do all the like the twisting and stuff. But as far as every other league, the XFL and all them leagues like that, it's just regular football. You can do whatever in those leagues. And, you know, the transitioning to different leagues or whatever, it really ain't nothing but, like I said, knowing what you're doing, knowing, you know, what the coach is telling you to do, being on the same page with them. Because, you know, every week they coming up with something different. They send a video out every week of basically saying, oh, this should have been called, but there wasn't called, or this, we need to clean this up better. So every week we just learning, just making sure you watching the film, making sure you listen to your coach week in and week out about, you know, the penalties and, you know what I mean, what could have happened and what can't happen. So just like I said, just being where your feet are, being in tune with what's going on.
That makes sense. That must have been really difficult to especially transition and, you know, learn all those different rules. But I wanted to get to, you talked about in your interview 2 months ago sort of how when you guys won the United Bowl, it was some guys' first championship since like high school. But when those 3 zeros hit and you looked up and you thought in your mind, wow, we just won the championship, what was your first initial reaction?
Man, to be honest with you, man, it still don't hit me. Like, it haven't hit me. I mean, it hit me, but it really haven't hit me. I don't think it's going to hit me until, like, we see the banner drop in the arena or we get a ring or whatever. Like, it just really ain't hit us for real. We talk about it all the time. You know, I may call somebody here and there. Some of my close friends are going to be like, bro, we really won the championship. They be like, bro, yeah. They don't even feel like it because – we feel like everybody feel like we should have done so much better. Like, we could have had one of them 16-0 seasons for real. It just don't feel like it. But I was so happy. You know, the team around us were happy. You know, I kind of be cracking up sometimes just thinking about it because it's like, man, I always been on good teams. I'll tell people all the time, I ain't never been on no sorry team. I haven't. I never went up under 500. I never, like, really lost a lot of games in no sport I played, especially football. I think the most games I probably lost was like three or four games in a season. It's before I got here in 2018. So it was really fulfilling, you know. I enjoyed it a lot and can't do nobody but thank God. Thank my teammates, just thank Jawad and his people for giving us the opportunity to just come up here and like put Worcester, Massachusetts, whatever, like on the map and just give us a chance, you know, to represent them in the right way.
Yeah, and I bet, like, obviously when you first realize, like you said, it still hasn't hit you, so once you see the rings, the banner and everything, it'll fully hit you. But going into this next season, sort of what is your goals or team goals? Obviously the team wants to defend the championship, but how do you think that that's the best way that they can make that happen?
The best way about making that happen is guys need to not listen to the chat out there and, you know, come on back home. And, you know what I mean? We just get back around each other. You know, let's run this thing back and, you know, let's do things the right way. Let's, you know, let's just get around each other. Let's build a little more camaraderie. Let's know each other even more. Like, guys start enjoying it when guys start, like, actually knowing where guys come from, why they do this, why they do that, or why he act like that, or why he listen to that type of music, or why he drink this. Why it, so it just makes it fun. The more you know about a person, the more you want to be around, the more, you know, that's just what it is. So the more, the way we going to get back to running this thing back is, you know, guys buying back in, guys coming back, signing back. Should have been signed back if you ain't signed back. And, like I said, just doing it, like, being better than you was last year. That's my goal. I want to be better than I was last year. Mm-hmm. I want the team to be better. I want the defense to be better. I want the offense to be better. I want everybody to be better, because that's how I hold myself. If I feel like going to the season and I don't play better, I may start thinking about hanging it up, because that's just my personality. I want to be better, 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 better. I want to compete with myself, right, and then compete with other guys around me.
I think that's a great mindset, and it's one of the biggest reasons why you've been so successful throughout your football career. And you've played for two different seasons with the Pirates in Worcester. And so what has been one of your favorite, or what's the biggest reason why you love playing for the Pirates and in Worcester?
Because when I go out, you know, people, I won't say a lot of people recognize me, but a lot of people do. And, you know, I got my Pirates keychains and stuff, and I was one of the drivers or whatever on the team. So it's so hard, you know, going out or whatever. You know, God, they treat us like we superstars and stuff out here. Like I said, I work at the hospital out here. And, you know, they love us out here. Like, they love the Pirates. And, you know, even people who haven't been to the games or whatever, like, I met a guy the other day that owns, like, three of the Dunkin' Donuts out here. Man, I was just telling him, I'm talking to him, he seen me with my Georgia jacket on, and I was just telling him, you should come check out some games. And I started telling him or whatever, and now he gonna be at all the games next year. So it's just little stuff like that. A lot of people really still don't even know we out here. But the people that do know we out here, it like amazes them. You know, because people look at this like fantasy football. People want to see a lot of points. Mm-hmm. People want to see a lot, you know what I mean, stopping defense. So that's the type of, I feel like game this is, like, a lot of scoring points. That's what people like these days, fantasy football. Like, people don't really like the boring stuff no more. So, you know, this city, you know, got a lot of stuff up and coming. And I can see a lot of potential in the city. That's why I love playing here. The people around here are nice. Great food. We stay down here. A lot of good restaurants. And it's just a good place. You don't really know crime or nothing around here, for real. So, you know, guys can really get out and be themselves. You ain't got to worry about, like, a lot of stuff going on. Right. And, you know, we got good ownership, too. That's the main thing, you know. Those guys make sure we're well taken care of, no matter if it's, you know, the cryo, you know, lifting, food, you know, little stuff here and there. So that's the main thing. You want to play with an owner or whatever that's they're going to take care of you, you know what I mean, no matter what. You know, we got a pretty good ownership around here that makes sure the guys is, you know what I mean, well taken care of, you know, living and all that stuff. So you don't have to worry about the off-the-field issues, the stuff that other guys may be worrying about in other places. You know, we have nice apartments, you know, here, nice offices you can come into, massage therapists, food, whatever you can name. We have team barbers. We have everything here. So why wouldn't you want to come back here and play? Good media guys. You know, it's just, you know, our media thing, that's one of the top in the league, too. So you get a chance to promote yourself. Guys who into stuff like that, you know, if you promoting yourself or whatever, it builds your resume. And if you want to get back to the next level, this one way to do it, you know. We always on the big screen. They always got guys in here doing interviews or, you know what I mean, doing little cut-up highlights of you or whatever. So this is one of the bigger places if you want to come, if you ain't in the league or whatever, help you promote yourself to try to get you back out there. So that's why I love it out here.
Yeah, I appreciate that compliment. And for anybody who has not checked out the social media accounts or the YouTube, make sure that you're subscribed and that you're followed, because like Toby said, we got A+ content for you guys all throughout the season. But Just lastly, I was curious, for any of the fans who are watching right now who are getting super excited for the 2022 season, is there any message that you want to give to the fans?
Y'all just be there ready to cheer us on. We got big things for y'all. Just make sure y'all there to see us drop this banner or whatever. And we plan on running this thing back. We appreciate all y'all for coming this year, all the season ticket holders. And, we're going to go out there and put our best foot forward. So, we thank y'all for everything y'all doing. Hope to see y'all soon.
Definitely. And the Pirates will be back in March at home against the Frisco. And so if you have not yet, like I said, make sure to follow and subscribe for weekly updates. This is the Pirates Podcast in the Resonate Studio. I am Jake Anzuski. This is Toby Johnson. I'll see you guys next week.